Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 9:04 on the clock. We're going to wrap up the show today with Melissa Kay and talking a little bit about the WBA Awards. We've got some entertainment news for you in a little bit. But it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, and you know what that means. Our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. We have Tim in with us, and we're going to talk about our Pet of the Week and some other information with the Humane Society in a moment. First, we want to send a big shout out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center. We've got trucks, large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Stop out today and drive home with a new truck today. A big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Mm-hmm. Always putting back into their community. We appreciate them doing so. And appreciate you being here, Tim. Thanks a lot for the time. How you been?
Good.
Good. Good.
Speaking of TJ's, that's where our Humane Society van came from.
Oh,
we're
awesome.
Transporting our animals to go to the vet and everything else. So
that's really cool.
I agree with you 100% on that.
Good people over there and always putting back into the community. We appreciate our friends over at TJ's. And appreciate you, Tim. Thanks for being here today. We want to get to our Pet of the Week. Of course, you've got some other information we want to go over as well.
Yes. First off, I wanted to thank everybody that came out for our event a couple weeks ago. It was a huge success, over $11,000 for a first time.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, it really went good. And our donations from the community has been just phenomenal. We're keeping track now, and we're going to be publishing everyone's name that came out. And we started with a sheet, and we have sheet after sheet after sheet.
That's so cool.
People.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Very, very great community.
It really is. With a lot of different nonprofits, but with our Humane Society, it's just been this way. As long as I've been in this town, 20-some years I've been here, that they've supported this Humane Society. And it's really, really cool to see.
50 years for us.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Been great. Okay. You want to hear about some pets?
Yes.
Yeah,
right. I do. Yes.
Well, I'm going to do it different again, as usually I do.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like it.
I'm going to highlight this time our older animals that have been there, not older in age, but older as in how long they've been there.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'll start with some cats, and because I see you pull them up and you're looking at them when I go through.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, we have our oldest, our longest, is Davy Jones.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Been there 279 days.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, it's long.
Yeah.
We also have Master Splinter. Weird names.
Yes.
201 days. Then we have Banzai, been there 170 days. And Russet, who's been there 157 days. So that's kind of a long time for there.
Yeah.
And as you know, we are a no-kill, basically. Mm-hmm. So we keep them until they're gone.
Yeah.
Other than that, our... we've been doing pretty good with adoptions, so
I'll
get to that in a minute.
These animals that have had this long stay there, these are great animals. There's nothing wrong with them or anything like that. It's just it's just kind of circumstances that have led to them being there for a while. When you take an animal home, there's never a bad one that you can. I don't care if it's been there for a day, but there is something different when you're able to take one of these animals that have been there for 100 or 200 some days. There's a different energy to them. There's a different happiness to them when they find that forever partner, when they find that forever home. They're just so appreciative and so sweet.
100% correct.
Really good animals.
Yes. So then we got dogs.
Yeah.
We have been adopting out now some. So we're down to three that are the longest. The first one is Tick, who has been there 265 days. Then we have Gator, who's been there 256 days. And Little Daisy, who's been there 207 days.
Yeah. We've touched on a couple of these animals before, and Daisy's a sweet animal. It's taking everything in me not to take Gator home. I've been looking at Gator for over a year now. I feel like
I
love that dog. It's a sweet dog. I've met Gator. It's a good dog.
He really is. I walk all of the dogs, and they're not the best leash trained yet, but. But most of these dogs are loving.
Yeah.
They really are.
And, you know, to that point, Tim, these dogs, once they get to that home and they get settled in a bit, that's when they will start being a lot more of those things. They're in a restless spot, and as great as the Humane Society, we've got one of the best humane societies in the state that does great, great work.
I agree.
There's only so much that a humane society can do. Mm-hmm. These correct. Animals deserve to be, you know, loved and cared for on a 24/7 basis, on a home basis, and all that. And there's a restlessness in them from that. You can give them that calm. You can give them that peace. And we encourage you to do so, especially with animals like our friend Gator here, who's sponsored.
Yes. And that's the thing. All three of these are sponsored.
All three of them are? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And last week, in fact, we had a bunch of people come in and sponsor, paid for us up, and we did actually 11 adoptions in 2 days.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Very cool.
Yes,
that's amazing.
That was. It's really cool. Great feeling. It's, you're sad to see the animals going away because you get attached to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know where they're going. And
that was my hardest part about working at a shelter. We said, yeah, let those animals go. That was tough.
We even had one person come in, and they found when they found out that their dog was sponsored, they said, can we pay it forward? And I said, well, sure, that's fine.
Wow.
It was a husband and wife, wound up sponsoring three animals.
Wow.
That's really
amazing.
Great. Shout out to that couple. That is beyond amazing. That's really cool. I'm just a little speechless on that. That's really cool. All these animals we've mentioned, Tim, spayed and neutered, have their yes. shots and their microchip. Thank you.
Yes, we have.
Good, yes.
Yep.
Always good to keep that in mind. And Tim, we don't want to keep you too long. I know how busy you are. We do have a couple other notes we wanted to get to before we wrap up.
We do also, until Saturday, we got three, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, we put a special out. All adults are $75 only. Hmm. We reduce the fee. There are no puppies or kittens, just so people out there know.
Yeah.
They've all been adopted. The two Texas puppies, Miles and Millie, found homes.
Good. So, wonderful. Really good to hear. Oh, that's good news.
That is.
Yeah,
so cool. The sponsorships and one of the cats, or a couple cats, I believe, also are sponsored. So you can go online, as you always say, and take a look.
Mm-hmm. You have some openings there, Tim, you wanted to touch on?
Yes. Last thing I wanted to kind of cover is we have a couple open positions. Two big ones. We need a director of operations. Now, we went from the executive director term and job classification up to sideways.
Yeah.
Right.
Or director of operations. It's a new title, and it's different responsibilities. So it's basically that's the person we're looking for to run the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which would be in charge of all the operations and...
Yeah.
You know, taking money in, out, writing checks, doing this, doing that, and staffing. And so we're looking for a special person for that.
Okay.
We also still need an office coordinator, which would run our front office, taking calls, greeting the public, doing certain paperwork, which anything involved with we are kind of governed by state statute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can realize that's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You need somebody that's not only diligent at the job, but passionate about it. You know, you're working at a humane society. You're doing it because you want to keep the lights on and those things, but you're also doing that because you care about animals, you care about your community. And it's not only a great way to put into your community and do good work, but also make a paycheck. You know, it's a win-win kind of situation for people out there that care about those things and are certainly animal lovers.
Yes, and I got to say, since I've been out doing the actual running of it now, seeing our staff and the volunteers and the board, it's just such a great team.
Yeah.
We really have a wonderful team, and that is the key.
Yeah.
as you know with, any nonprofit, you have to be passionate about what you do, as you said.
Yeah.
And if you don't love the animals, well, that's not the place for you. I'm sorry, but we have found a lot of that, and the volunteers.
Yeah.
So they get a big shout out too.
Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them and this community supporting our humane society, supporting these animals, and helping in many ways that they can, and certainly spreading the word about the things that Tim and us talk about every week, different events that they have going on social media. Subscribing and following to their pages on social media is always a good idea too. And Tim, if people are curious about those job openings, how can they apply? How can they find out more?
Okay, I know you're going
to
do the
website and send them there. Okay.
You go on our website, swchs.com, and look at the tab way on the right, and there'll be job applications there.
Okay.
If you go on that far tab, as I see you're doing, you go down, there you go, hit it.
It's
you
right
apply
there for
online.
You.
Same, we have that for everything. Volunteers, which I say fortunately now we're not looking for any more volunteers.
Good.
We have filled all the spots. Everyone has just
That's great news. Yeah.
That is really good news, too.
Yeah.
That is really good
news.
But
these two positions we can use.
Yeah. And we're looking for good people for them. I hope to have those positions filled real soon for you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Always good to have you, Tim. Thanks so much. Say hi to the staff and everybody over there for us. And say hi to those animals, of course, for me as well.
But especially for him.
We have Gator for you. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for the time, Tim. Appreciate
okay.
you. And a big thank you to our friends at the Humane Society. You can find out more, apply for those jobs, learn about those great animals and our pets of the week at SWCHS.com. Be sure to email them at SWCHS.com at SWCHS.com. You can give them a call, 715-423-0505, and be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow. Big shout out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center. We've got trucks, large variety of trucks, from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Step out today and drive home with a brand new truck. Visit our friends at TJ's Auto at 3277 Wisconsin 73, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. So funky. So funky. So funky.
I love that.
Can't get enough of it. We hope you're having a good Thursday out there, everybody. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. We're so close to the weekend.
We are so close.
Close to a Easter weekend, and wishing everybody a happy Easter out there.
Happy Monday Thursday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a weird word. When I was a kid, that confused me to no end. Monday Thursday? What does that mean?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's the commemoration of the Last Supper. So that's what it means. I still haven't looked at what Monday means.
Though. No,
I've got to figure that one out.
But I didn't know that. That's really
cool.
Thanks
correct.
For
yeah.
sharing that. That's very interesting. We got a little bit of entertainment news wanted to touch on, and never underestimate an 81-year-old, especially if they're running for office. No, I'm joking. Especially when the 81-year-old is Judge Judy. Now, there's a candidate we might be able to get behind. I don't know. She says she works out every day for a total of 10 hours a week.
Whoa.
At 81, she's doing this. Quote, I have a responsibility to keep the vessel in shape and looking good. If your mind is in shape and your body is not, the weaker one will eventually affect the other.
Interesting.
Working out is important for my physical health and my mental health. Judy works out with her husband, who's 90. instead of having a trainer, they prefer to go at their own pace and in their own home gym. Judy likes to use a treadmill, and she does a resistance strength training as
there
well.
There you go.
Which is good on her. That's not always the easiest work.
No, it's not.
That's so awesome.
You tell she's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's got a really good routine out there and everything.
I get this. I don't have the energy all the time, but working out for me, I feel better afterwards.
Yeah, the endorphins get going. Yeah, get rolling.
But I what I really love about this is what she's saying about this latter part. One will eventually affect the other.
Mm.
If you're just taking care of one, the other is going to pull the other one down with it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the case. You can have the greatest body in the world, but if you ain't good upstairs.
If you're not using your brain.
It's not going to do you any good, and vice versa.
Yep.
It's a great note. And listen to Judge Judy. We don't want you don't want her yelling at you. Like there's certain people that just you cringe even if they're not talking to you. And she's one of those people. Like, man, I would not want to get in trouble with that woman.
So and please, I the other thing though is I do want to say she does it 10 hours a week because she can.
Yes.
I mean, she's extremely wealthy. Let's not go past that either.
Yes.
She has time to do that. We know a lot of people out there just don't have a lot of time to do that. But what you can do, I mean, then we do encourage, of course. If you can do what you can do, then do it. Yeah.
You can find, different well, first off, you might be exercising more than you realize, especially if you have kids. Like, you're working out, man.
Housework.
Yes.
You're working out when you're doing housework. Cleaning, that's something you can think about, too.
What is running on a treadmill? It is getting laps in. It is getting steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing, as a parent, I'm guessing you're getting those steps in. I'm guessing,
Yeah, especially if they're really young kids that are learning to walk for the first time. Yeah, then you're running around like crazy.
Did we learn nothing from Rocky, people? I'm very serious. Did we learn nothing from Rocky? You don't need a gym to train. You don't need
you
a gym.
You just need the steps in Philly. Yep, that's all you need, man.
It. Steps, Philly, and come on, Rock. You need him in the
Burgess Meredith.
You need Burgess Meredith. Or, come on, Rock. Yeah, get that chicken, Rock.
You
get
know,
the chicken.
My own personal Burgess Meredith. You know, I've always wanted one of those.
It seems like a very good thing. So that's the new. Now, there's something we can do with AI. Everybody gets their own Burgess Meredith. Everybody gets one.
Hey. Can I get the one from Grumpy Old Man?
Yes. Oh, please. With the one-liners.
Yes.
One of the greatest like sets of outtakes you'll ever see is the outtakes from Grumpy Old Men.
They're as funny as the movie, I swear to God.
I agree with you. I would say almost a little bit better. Almost a little bit. Burgess Meredith going to town on just line after line.
That and just the fun of Jack and Walter together.
Yeah,
I mean, what better? There's nothing better than that.
It may be the best comedic chemistry we've ever seen.
They were so good together.
It's up there with the best. If you haven't seen Dune Part 2 yet, this might inspire you to. Who knows? Steven Spielberg calls it one of the most brilliant science fiction films ever.
Ooh.
Not just that he's seen, and not just in recent years, but ever.
All time.
He recently sat down with director Denis Villeneuve and told him he's part of his short list of directors who are builders of worlds, like George Lucas, mm-hmm. Tim Burton, and James Cameron. There's a scene in the movie where Timothée Chalamet rides a sandworm for the first time, and Steven says, it's one of the greatest things he's ever seen.
Wow.
Quote, this is a desert-loving story, but for such a desert-loving film, there is such a yearning for water in the movie. For all the sand you have in the film, it's really about water. The sacred waters that are yearning for green meadows and blue mm-hmm. water of life, you film the desert to resemble an ocean, a sea. The sandstorms were like sea serpents. You made the desert look like a liquid. And he I get what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what he means there. By the way, which I haven't seen part two yet. Mm. I mean, I know what Dune is. I know the story, so I know what happens. Yeah. But so it's not like any spoilers here or anything. But I don't want to hear. I really don't want to hear any pushback about the ecological aspect of this movie, because that's why Frank Herbert wrote the book.
Yeah.
That he was an ecologist.
Yes.
And he was worried about what was happening. So. They can. It's not woke. It's actually honoring the author's vision.
Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious. Like, what did people do with Waterworld? Did people flip out over that and say, oh, this woke film starring Kevin Costner? Like, come on, man.
Oh, my God. No, they just saw that Kevin Costner was and was like, nah, I'll pass.
There are a million and one things to get bent out of shape about or to get on a hill about and everything. Yeah. Choose your battles wisely.
Please.
Please. Please.
Stop doing it at movies.
Yes.
You know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes.
Why movies?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, they're entertainment. Yeah, the artists, the directors might have something they want to say, which is good, actually, if you ask me. That means they know what they want to say. Okay, they've got a vision for it, and good for them. Dude, it's a movie.
Movies.
Relax.
Movies are powerful. They can do some really cool things, and they can open you up to worlds that you would never know otherwise mm-hmm. and all of that. They're movies. Remember this. Movies don't influence us. We influence movies.
Oh, that's a great point, man.
It's not the other way around. Mm-mm. There's no movie in human history that has changed the world.
Mm-mm.
It hasn't happened. And as much as I love movies and think they're important and matter and everything, they're entertainment.
Yeah.
Like the greatest documentary you've ever seen with most factual information ever is still entertainment.
It is.
It doesn't need to be taken that much more seriously than that.
It's or you can even comp it to a piece of art.
Yeah.
Has there been a painting that's changed the world? Not really.
No.
You know,
no.
Music and stuff like that. They're great. And they can mean a lot to a lot of different people, but that doesn't. We're not talking about world shaking stuff here, everybody.
No movie cured polio.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's look. I love it. This is my industry. I've dedicated my life to it, and I'm telling you, it's not as big as important.
It's really not worth all the yelling.
Oh dear God, I've wasted my life. Just had an epiphany.
You had an epiphany on the air. Oh my God,
Seth, you're gonna have to take over, man. Jeez. I need a second. That'd be pretty funny, though. Like, right on the air, I have this huge epiphany.
Now go do your podcast.
Yes, exactly. I did want to talk about a little bit of local entertainment. And a shout out to our own Melissa Kay, who got me into this one. I did not notice it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends over at the Wausau Community Theater have a great performance coming up today.
Ooh, cool.
Outside a Mullinger. It's a wonderful play. Great, great performances, great characters. It's a book. It's based on the book by John Patrick Shantley.
Okay.
They have performances going on today, tomorrow, and the 30th, all 7 o'clock shows.
All right.
And these will be at the Whitewater Music Hall, one of those places I've always wanted to perform.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I've ever been there.
It's awesome.
Cool.
130 First Street in Wausau. Find out more at wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. Keep up to date on all the good work that they're doing over there. They've got Anything Goes coming up as well.
Nice.
Another great performance. Music and lyrics from Cole Porter.
I mean, come on.
You can't go wrong with that. And support local theater, everybody. It's a great one. And speaking of supporting local theater, our own Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have some great stuff going on that we're going to actually be talking about with our good friend Gretchen.
That's right.
A little bit later today, after Midday Magazine, Seth and I are going to get together with Gretchen and record a new director's cut with her.
Yep.
They have so many great things going on, and a lot of them kicking off next month.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of kids' shows, including a kids' musical.
Mm-hmm.
You want
kids' Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Which I'm really looking forward to.
They got a lot of those things going on. They have their coming again soon. They'll have their karaoke night over there. That was a huge success.
Oh my gosh, it was it ever.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And of course, their main stage finale for the season, Rumors,
mm-hmm.
kicks off in May, May 3rd. They got an amazing cast, including some voices that you hear on our radio station.
That's right.
And some voices that you'll hear when we bring them on the air with us and everything.
That's right.
Get your tickets for Rumors and support local theater. Go find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. A big shout out and thank you to them and all the good work that they are doing over there. We'll get to our news break right now. But before we do, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Before we do, I did want to talk about our weekend lineup.
Oh, yes.
Because we have a really exciting, fun weekend lineup for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we've been having sports,
lots of sports going on.
We've had a lot of high school games. We were following your Badgers throughout the season as well. As that happens and rafters come up in no time,
yep.
Our Sunday lineup is going to shift every once in a while because of the games. The games come first.
Mm-hmm.
But on an unsports event weekend, we are looking to do something really exciting here.
Yep.
We're going to take up a four-hour block of your Sunday.
Yep.
What we're going to do is eventually, not this week,
nope.
but eventually we will have Director's Cut leading into Seth Faces the Music, leading into Unlabeled.
That's right.
We are in a new day around here.
We are.
Our weekends used to be filled with nothing but paid programming.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It was only 5 years ago, man. It wasn't even that long ago.
No.
That we had Over the Back Fence, Terry Talks Nutrition, the Polka Show.
Yep.
These were our closest we had to original shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have all these other content shows that we create for you, and we are able to do that thanks to you guys out there and our sponsors.
Yep.
And we're also always looking for sponsors for our shows.
We are.
You want to sponsor Unlabeled, Seth Faces the Music, or Director's Cut? We'd love to have you.
Yep.
Reach out to our sales staff. Reach out to me, and I'll hook you up with the right people. Just reach out and get on the team. This week, we will be having Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled.
Yes, that's right.
So what is your theme for this week, Seth?
My theme is touching. Don't get excited, everybody.
Hey,
calm down.
All right.
Calm down.
It's about time. I was waiting for this topic.
Same thing happened when I did the skin show.
Yeah.
I was like, woo, skin. No, right. No, it's not
skin.
That.
You're doing skin,
though. No, touching. It's. I realized the other day, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how many songs had touch in them. And I was like, so I looked a little, whoa, there's a whole bunch. So it's a great lineup this week. Lots of diverse, any normal episode, I guess, of Seth Faces the Music, you're going to hear lots of different kinds of things. So tune in, everyone. It's always fun.
You do a great job of not only doing that, but having different audio sometimes there from the year and that. Also want to remind people to check out Trail Tunes today at 7 on WIRI.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a great show. Seth's got some great music lined up for you.
Absolutely.
Over there. And after Seth Faces the Music, we will have Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. I am taking your requests. Got a couple of them that I got in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is our second episode we're going to be replaying because we didn't really get to play it last week.
We were preempted by the Bucks last week. So, yep, we're going to do that again.
We already have episode 3 in the books. We've got that recorded and done already. Mm-hmm. So excited about that. And we'll be premiering that for you in the next week.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. But be sure to join us this weekend for a great lineup. And as I said, coming up, we're going to be taking up a block, a good 4-hour block.
4-hour blocks on Sunday nights.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be exciting.
We own your Sundays.
That's right. We own your Sundays. when football does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or baseball or
whatever,
like that.
Yeah.
Coming up, we got great stuff lined up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Seth and James here with you. Keep in mind, we're going to wrap up the show with we get the James gang together. We got Melissa Kay back in the studio with us to talk about the WBA awards and celebrate that a little bit.
We'll be doing that
in a little while. For right now, let's talk about a couple of other things here, Seth.
Okay.
I think there's some interesting stuff in this article here. Here's why other people at work got you sick multiple times this winter. A new poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick.
Mm.
84 hours a year working sick. Let that register for a second.
Wow.
That's 10 and a half work days or just over 2 weeks worth. And the top reason we do it is money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, we'd rather power through and not have people think we're being dramatic. So that's a big one.
Yeah.
The number one factor is worrying about what other people think of us.
Yes.
47% said that they'd rather work through an illness than take a sick day, and 34% worry people might think that they're being lazy or you know, not tough enough.
Really?
We're still worrying about this.
And you know, James and I think we can both – I can say this for both of us. We are both those people that don't want to take it. You know, we feel too much maybe responsibility for our jobs, that kind of thing. So we are included in this group of people. I've been guilty of this myself. But I don't want to be that way. Okay. I don't want to, because you have to think of the other people you work with. Do you want to get them sick? No, you do not want to get them sick, because then they have to leave or whatever, or they don't feel good. And it just, productivity goes down. You know, it's just a bad thing all the way around, working while you're sick.
You're 100% right about that, and I got to get better just like you and others out there about that. The idea of worrying about if somebody thinks you're tough enough or anything like that has always been kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
I feel fortunate in this. I'm not worried about that. I know how tough I am. I know how strong I am. You know how tough you are. You know how strong you are. That's all that matters.
It really is.
Other people will find out if they have to, if they mess around and find out, kind of thing. When it comes to that, I feel like that's a side category. That's something that we've been doing for decades and decades and decades, and we all need to work on a bit. Quit worrying about what other people think of you.
Yep.
Quit worrying about if you're tough enough or anything like that, or what a man is.
Or if you're lazy or whatever. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But because to me, if we really want to show how tough you are, it is thinking of others. That is one of the toughest things you can do, because and I'm not just saying that like to make people do this or anything like that, or trying to find a metaphorical way of getting around to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. What Seth and I are talking about, many, if not 99% of you out there can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to tell yourself no. It's tough to make yourself stay home. It's tough to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, I think you are tough. I think that is strong. That is brave. That is a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of others. You're putting others ahead of yourself.
Right.
The worry comes from the same place, worrying about not being there for others.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. The thing that we're worried about and it's causing this is the same thing that can kind of cure it, if you will, for lack of a better word.
So to speak, right.
Is actually thinking of others.
Right. And this is the what we're talking about is the personal side of it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, there are structural issues that also come into play. Like you said, you read right there, money.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to have every place, because we've got a hodgepodge, okay, of every business does their own thing.
Yeah.
We need to have it so everyone who is sick can feel comfortable not going to work, not having to worry about not getting paid. We need some kind of like universal sick leave, something like that.
Yes.
So because it will help you, business owner, in the long run. They are not coming to work sick and getting your other employees sick. You're worried about productivity? That's going to kill it.
Yeah.
If everyone gets sick in your job, I mean, how is that helpful?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. It's counterproductive.
Yes. So pay them if they need to stay home. pay them so that they don't get everyone else sick. And guess what? That helps your business. Yeah. This is a good thing, everybody. This is very good.
It goes a lot farther, a lot longer than I think we'd realize.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the best thing overall for your business.
Exactly.
Like it just leads to good productivity, mm-hmm. good workers, and better products.
It's an investment.
It really is.
It's really an investment.
Hmm. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to have Melissa Kay join us.
Woo!
And we're going to talk about the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards and their finalists that just came out. Spoiler alert, your local radio station may be involved. It's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James. We are with you. LA. We're going to have some fun here to wrap up the show. We will get to our local Easter egg hunts, and we'll touch on that a little bit for you, everybody. But we wanted to take a moment to shout out and talk about the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and their awards ceremony. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, for those that don't know, give awards for excellence and recognizes outstanding radio and television broadcast achievements by member stations and college and high school broadcasting students.
Mm-hmm.
One of the older, greater organizations we have here in the state.
Yep. It's important.
And we have some fun news for everybody. We want to send first off a big shout out to our civic media family and team, and so many great shows from Walk AMM, the Maggie Dawn show, got nominated for a couple of things. I see Earl Ingram's show nominated for a couple of things with them, with WGBW, Mano and Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
That's
yep.
their morning show, yep.
Yep.
They had that nominated as well. I see the John and Gordy show on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing Chad Holmes on here as well.
So Wausau, yep.
Had a number of our stations nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as WFHR goes, well.
Not to brag or anything.
Yeah, I don't know how to say this without sounding a little braggadocious or anything, everybody, but we are representing. Four in the category of best morning radio show. Mornings with WFHR.
Hey,
Mornings.
That's us.
That's us.
Yeah.
Now I do want to make clear about what this means to everyone.
These are not just nominations.
We are finalists.
We are finalists.
That means we are the top three.
Yeah. One, two, or three.
Yep.
Which will be announced in May.
In May, May 4th. Yep.
May the 4th be with us. Mm-hmm. At the award ceremony.
Yeah. Thank you both. Yep. You can tell that I've never been nominated for these things. I've never been in this before because I did not even, first, when the news broke, I didn't know that. And second of all, I forgot to mention it just now.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Catherine took pains to make that clear to us multiple times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with that being said, we've already won. We're already on the medal stand.
Yes, exactly.
We're already on the medal stand, everybody. We at least got third place. So, yes, for best morning radio show, Mornings with WFHR, this show right here nominated. Best radio show, The Kitchen's Open.
Hey,
that's awesome.
Yes. Feature within a feature.
Yes.
Yeah. Best continuing coverage, our coverage for PFAS in Wausau, which has been doing some great work there, Melissa.
Yes.
Really, really good work.
That's all yours.
Oh, thanks.
Best use of audio in radio news, anti-mask resolution. Again, great, great work being done right there on that topic. When it comes to best specialty programming, both Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut nominated.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going against ourselves on that one.
We're going to
I'm a winner no matter what. Yeah.
Because my dad's like, Jimmy, you and Seth got to face off on this one. I'm like, no, Seth's facing off with himself. Like, he's part of both shows. So. Very, very deserving on that front. And best interview, Director's Cut, our interview with Mary Jo Peel.
Hey.
Which that makes me happy on so many levels. I just love. Still, the fact that we got to do that interview is still one of the highlights. But the fact that now it's being recognized, oh, man, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Best humorous commercial or underwriting announcement, DoorWorks voicemail.
That's all Melissa, too. That's all her on that one.
Well, but I also have to shout out to the amazing voices on there. We have own Pam Hilke is on there, and James,
mm-hmm.
and then Tim Youngs, and some random woman I found in a bar.
She did a great job. She did a great job.
She's not that random. She's a friend of my boyfriend's. Yeah. But I was like, you have an amazing voice. Come to my house and record this line.
So that was for the category. Best humorous commercial or underwriting announcement. Best promotional announcement, Seth Faces the Music promo.
Hey, hey.
Okay, I got to give James credit on this one because I was not convinced to even submit it. I was like, really? That one? Is that the one you want? And he convinced me to submit it, and he was right. He was absolutely right on that one. So
the closest I've ever come to telling Seth to do something was that right there. Like, that's the closest, because he was not going to nominate it. I told you. It's a dang good commercial. It's great. Part of what I love about that commercial, too, I feel like it encompasses us as a team so well.
It's true.
Melissa just kind of trying to, like, just like, look, everybody, just don't pay attention to them right now. Let me just go ahead and get you the real information. It's a fun commercial.
Right.
No, it is fun.
And all these shows are amazing. We have an amazing team, but none of it happens without all of you. So first, right out the gate, get that in there. We're not doing this job. We're not here. We don't even know each other, possibly, without all of you out there. Mm-hmm. We really, really appreciate that.
Thanks, listeners. Yeah. No, I mean that in all sincerity. Yeah, yeah. These guys are great, as much as I riff on them.
Melissa, the Kitchen's Open segment being nominated, how did that feel?
I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
Although the one that I submitted, I am very proud of, because I think you guys did an awesome job. I love radio dramas, and tying a radio drama in with the Kitchen's Open was just so much fun.
Right.
And you guys nailed it.
Right.
I've done this before, but I always take the opportunity to give you some credit, too, in your adapting, because when you first came to the station with us, your main job was being a co-host with me, and news was kind of a side gig. With Civic Media taking over, it's shifted a little bit for you, been 50-50, if you will. Mm-hmm. I still like to claim you as my co-host, but we also know that Civic needs you in the news level, and on that regard, your coverage of the PFAS, the anti-mask work, these things being nominated, that's got to feel be a different level, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. I was also very, very pleased with that. So, I mean, it's exciting.
It shows also, though, the work that how much you put into news and how much you put into being good at news and being in this day and age, it means so much more than it ever has in human history, as far as actually being able to say trusted news source. Like that has such a different tone to it now. We can say that about you and the work you do. So it's great to see you nominated for that and appreciate the work that you put into this.
Well, thank you. And I'm very appreciative to the community members who reach out to me with things that are concerning them, that they want coverage on. So always feel free to reach out to me, melissa.kaye, at civicmedia.us, if there's something going on that you want brought light to. You know, I love having these conversations, these interviews, and digging into things that matter in our community. You know, we get wrapped up sometimes in things that are going on nationally. And yeah, it's important to pay attention to those things. But what matters, what happens here, affects our day-to-day every life, you know, every day-to-day life. I can't talk, apparently.
That's okay.
Life, every day. Nope, I can't fix it. No, never mind.
We'll
move
get
on.
It on the second take.
So that's right.
Thanks.
I want to really say real quick, because I was the one who actually heard about this first in our producers meeting on Tuesday. Our program director for Civic Media, Catherine Lake, was in on it, and she was very excited. And I was like, okay, cool. And so she gets ready. She pulls out the list. She's like, this is some really great news, everybody. And then she starts, and she mentions, you know, Green Bay and Waukesha. And I'm like, I was thinking, I was like, boy, you know, that'd be great if we could have a couple to, you know, get on there. And then she says, WFHR, and the list is too long, so I'm not going to read them. No, I'm kidding. And then she starts to read them. And she keeps going and going. And I think I was like, oh, my God. That's like everything we submit. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I didn't hear what she said after that. Because I was so floored by it. I was just over the moon. I was like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
To that point, Seth, I don't know if you'll remember this or not, but I remember being backstage at Baskerville and where we met, and we got talking and everything. And when we were rambling about some actor or something like that, or probably Star Wars or something along those lines, and you start telling me about, I know you're in radio. I had this radio idea when I was in college or something like that about a show. And you start telling me about this idea for this show, and I think it's a really good idea. At the time, there's no way that we're ever going to be able to do anything like that with the ownership we had and
right,
the way things were. And you fast forward to, 4 or 5 years from then, where we are now, and that you don't only have Seth Faces the Music on the air, not only have a good body of work with those, but now it is nominated.
Won. Finalist, right. Yeah.
Finalist, yes.
And part of it is just, to me, that never crossed my mind. You know, I didn't think it was anything about awards. I was just something I really wanted to do, and I thought people would enjoy it. And that was the main reason I wanted to do it. So being able to do the show itself, that was it. That was the reward doing it.
And
this is just icing. Yeah.
And to be fair, I think it needs to be pointed out that we didn't choose to do that. Well, we chose to do this, but we were pushed also by our owner, Sage, pushed our radio station to say, no, you need to submit some stuff.
Yeah.
You need to submit it. He obviously left it up to us of what to submit. But, I mean, we didn't do this last year.
Yep.
No, we did not.
Or the year before.
No.
Quite a few years, I think, since WFHR submitted anything.
Talking with Chuck about it and everything, we just haven't had the resources or the funding to be able to do it. Going back to two different ownerships, we haven't been able to. So I've always loved and respected the WBAs. I grew up in this radio station seeing the WBA awards and stuff and some of the legendary names here at WFHR and the acclaim that they've won. And
yeah, there are awards hanging up here in our office from, decades ago.
But I never... Not one second of my radio life did I ever think that we'd even been anywhere near the WBAs, let alone nominated or anything like that, let alone making plans to head to Madison in May. I never made any thoughts of any of that. And that leads me perfectly, because this is a perfect way of why we work so well together and what I love so much about you guys, setting me up perfectly to wrap up with thanking our family, Civic Media.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You mentioned Catherine. A big shout out to her. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Sage a number of times, but there's so many other great engineers and great work, people like Jorge, who is working on our marketing and everything. Mm-hmm. We got a great, great family here, man. We've got a really good team. And not only do we appreciate the money that gets put into this by Sage and by our team, but the support. The support means more than the money.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
it does.
We've got support. We have people that actually believe in local radio running things here.
Yes.
We've got an owner who it's not surprising to see at midnight working on some tech issue that our company's dealing with or something.
Mm-hmm.
We got people that are putting their heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this industry, and it's all starts at the top. Without that, none of this happens. Big, big, big thank you to Sage. Big thank you to Civic. To everybody that has gotten this ball rolling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One last thing. I do want to say a specific thank you to Chuck Gennaro.
Yes.
Because he is the one that spearheaded the effort to make sure. He was the one that said, hey, guys, I think we've got some really interesting, really good stuff that we could submit to the WBAs. After it was network-wide that they wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck was like, hey, let's get some stuff together. And I got to give him a lot of credit for spearheading the effort. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the last minute work of getting it in.
Yes. Because, both did that. But
down to the wire. Okay, and we need this. And now we need all of this, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Appreciate all the work you guys did to do that and everything. These are really good notes, especially because I wasn't really thinking about this, and I didn't know that I didn't know what it took to do all this. So it was
none of us. Yeah, it was new for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Really integral in the process.
Yep.
A big thank you to everybody involved.
Yep.
We'll say May 4th comes around. I'm planning on hopefully being there. Hopefully we'll have most of our team there if we can, if people are able to.
It'll be loud.
And we'll be celebrating and talking about this. Oh, we're going to be loud. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been decades since WFHR is there. We're going to make sure they remember us.
Yes.
We're going to make darn sure.
Uh-oh, Melissa just got an idea.
God, I love what she does. That look on her face.
But the theme this year, you guys, for the WBAs is vintage.
It is vintage.
That's right.
Yeah. I know what I'm wearing.
Oh, cool. Oh, do you want to say or no?
Nope.
No, she's going to
save it.
Wait
oh,
for the pictures.
Great.
Wait for the acceptance speech. There you go.
Thank you for stopping in, Melissa. Appreciate
it. I'm glad I made it. It was getting down to the wire, but nope.
She made it.
I did not speed. I set my cruise.
Nice. The WBA Awards will be May 4th in Madison. We'll be talking about that, and we'll be spreading the word about that as we lead up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to join us later today for a great midday magazine from 3 to 4. We got Family Natural Foods in part 1.
Yay.
And in part 2, Anna James Mitchell going to be with us from UW Extension. Looking forward to that.
Oh, good.
Good stuff on the radio right there. And a little bit later today at 6:40, right here at WFHR, we're going to follow the Wisconsin women's basketball team as they take on Illinois State as part of the WNIT tournament, part of the Super 16.
Cool.
That's going to be exciting.
That's nice.
Be fun. Good one right there. And a lot of... some local Easter egg hunts in our area going on. Wood County Courthouse. But before that, we have some closings. Wood County Courthouse, River Block, and Marshfield Annex Office will be closed on Friday, March 29th for Good Friday.
Okay.
Sheriff's Department deputies and other emergency responders will remain on duty, but their offices will be closed to the public. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau also will be closed tomorrow. And right. The Wisconsin Rapids City Hall will have regular business hours 8 until noon.
And the Adams County offices will also be closed on Friday.
Thank you, Mel.
And on Saturday, there's no farmer's market. Just want to slip that in there. So
yes.
At the Moravian Church.
Keep that in mind as well.
Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Yes, enjoy your holiday weekend. And enjoy the Easter egg hunts. There's going to be a lot of them. Keep that in mind, everybody. The Kiwanis have their 94th Kiwanis Easter egg hunt going on over at Lincoln High School.
94, wow.
Yeah.
That's going on Saturday. They'll set up in the Northside parking lot. Activities will start at 9 a.m. They'll have an egg hunt that'll start properly at 10 with an air horn. You can have crafts, pictures with the Easter Bunny, and games, and much, much more.
Seth and I both held back in doing our air horns.
It's hard to do a good air horn.
I know, but I was tempted to try.
I do want to hear that, actually. We have an Easter egg hunt in Rudolph at the Village Park at Saturday at 10 a.m. Check that out. Easter egg hunt at the Village Park in Rudolph. And finally, annual Grand Rapids Area Merchants Easter Egg Hunt being put on by the Grand Rapids Volunteers Fire Department. That is going on Saturday as well. 10 a.m. it kicks off over at Mid-State Technical College. Go ahead and check out the Easter Bunny and all kinds of other great stuff there. We still got another day here. If you have an Easter egg hunt that you want to let the world know about, go ahead and give it to us.
Yep.
We'll get it out there for you, 715-424-1300. Be sure to do that, everybody. And keep on listening. In just moments, you're going to have the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win contest word.
Yes. Oh, the next one.
Yep. Your 10 a.m. word is coming right up. Everybody be listening for that. Download the app, text us the word, and get a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day out there. Be good to each other. You too. Have a good one.
You too.
We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.